This is Dr. Olivero dictating on Della Mattison. The last name is M like in Mike, 8 like in Alpha, T like in Tango, H like in Hotel, I like in India, S like in Sierra, O like in Oscar, N like in November. First name Della, D Delta A E L L A. Della, D E L L A. This is a clinical case of a 65-year-old African-American female that is following this practice because of the CKD stage 3A. Interestingly, this patient has continued with a serum creatinine that is one, a BUN of 13, estimated EFR 58, and the patient has a protein creatinine ratio that is 117, an albumin creatinine ratio of 4. Number two, the patient is with morbid obesity. She has been losing weight steadily. This time, the patient lost almost 4 pounds, went down to 275. We have to bear in mind that the patient is retaining significant amount of urine, I mean, significant amount of fluid in the lower extremities. The patient was advised to cut down the fluid intake to 45 ounces in 24 hours and to follow a low-sodium diet. Following number, type 2 diabetes mellitus. The patient is with a hemoglobin A1C that is similar to the determination 3 months ago, which is 8.2. I have the hope that by cutting down the amount of fluid and the body weight, the patient is going to get a better blood sugar control. Emphasis was made on plant-based diet and avoid the use of processed food. Following number, the patient has blindness in the right eye, most likely associated to complications of diabetes. Following number, the patient has a history of rheumatoid arthritis that to me is concerning. We ordered inflammatory markers, and the sedimentation rate is 120, the C-reactive protein is 27, ANA is negative. This patient has a history of the rheumatoid arthritis, and I am going to recommend this patient to be evaluated by rheumatology. She will get benefit from addressing the rheumatoid arthritis. Following number, hyperuricemia that is going to be reevaluated during the next visit. Following number, anemia, the hemoglobin is 11.5. Following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. Following number, hyperlipidemia, the cholesterol is 163, triglycerides is 120, HDL 30, LDL is 111. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control, and the following number is a remote history of a cerebral infarction. My impression today is that the patient is very much interested in getting better. She's paying more attention to the conversations that we have. We have a lengthy conversation regarding the diabetes and the fact that she has the back pain and pain in the joints, especially in the upper extremities. As mentioned before, I'm going to recommend the primary doctor to consider a referral to rheumatology. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. I'm going to pay more attention to this patient and make sure that she continues moving in the right track.
We have another.